Welcome back to In the Booth, and I'm Sean Booth, and I'm officially a dad right now.
Heyo.
I haven't had the kid yet, but when you're listening to this, I am a dad, so that's pretty wild.
That is way to start it off.
Yeah, it's going great so far. It's going fantastic. This week has been wild. But we are here and we are back. She is back. We got Andrew in the house. We got a fun episode for you. And yeah, Dre's going to get induced tonight in about 8 hours.
So No big deal.
No big deal.
You're awfully calm.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like you would be a little more. Well, I guess 8 hours is still got basically like a whole work day ahead of you. So I could see how you can. You can't be anxious already, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I'm anxious.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm really anxious. And that has nothing to do with me. So, yeah.
Yeah. This is like one of the last things I got to do, this podcast. Then I got to coach a class. And then it's just like, I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, right. You're going to take a nap?
I'm going to try.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, I'm going to try. But hey, thanks for tuning in. Wherever you're from, maybe you're from Buttermilk, Kansas. Maybe you're from Manhattan, New York City. Or maybe you're from White House, Tennessee. Thank you for tuning in to In the Booth. Here we go. In the house right now. She is back. She is with us. She is in a holiday sweater, turtleneck style. Looks like she should be on a Hallmark movie. Red and also black pants, alligator boots, and the biggest surprise, if you're not watching on YouTube, she's changed her hair color.
Oh, I was like,
what? It's a bold, it looks fantastic.
Thank you.
Beautiful, shiny. And what color is that?
I don't actually know the answer to that. This journey started at the end of the summer. I don't know if you've been paying attention. You haven't. But I just like kind of let my natural roots grow out. I was trying to figure out what my natural hair color is. I feel like the older I've gotten, the darker it's gotten. So it was just a little experiment. And then for the last 6 weeks, I've had some sort of like in-between muted blonde hair color.
Okay.
Which I think was more of my natural hair color. And then I went, I was like, you know, I want to go one step darker. I wanted to have some milk chocolate on top and a caramel frappuccino on bottom. I have neither, but I don't know. I'm leaning into it. It's less gingier than it looked when I first got it done. So I'm adjusting.
Okay. We'll go with gingy cat though.
Okay. We'll go with that. Yeah. It is. It's gingy-ish. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're kind of like a seasonal Sam Adams beer. Like right now you're a winter lager on your head.
You know what? I'm okay with that. I didn't really have any expectations. But like I had an idea in my head and it didn't go that way. So I'm just trying to like be open-minded. I don't hate it and I'm learning to love it.
I love it.
Okay.
It's growing on me. It grew on me as soon as I saw you. Looks fantastic.
Thanks.
And across the way, we got Andrew in the house, and Andrew has a fantastic story. He just got a puppy, him and his wife, but it's not the probably traditional way you would think that you would get a puppy. So here he is. Welcome Andrew to
the
podcast.
What up? What up? You want me to tell this
whole
story?
I do. Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right. So my wife, Lily, is in PA school at Lipscomb. She graduates probably when this comes out, and or she will have been graduated. And we were both, well, I was originally like, oh, I'm going to get her a puppy for graduation gift because we've been talking about it, blah, 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 blah. We want this English cream golden retriever, very specific dog. I look it up. I'm like, oh my gosh, perfect timing. Pickup day at a breeder in White House, Tennessee, which is 30 minutes north of Nashville. Pickup date's December 10th. Couldn't be better timing. Stars aligned. I put down a deposit, ready to rock and roll. I hate surprises. So I'm like, multiple times, I'm like, I'm just going to tell her that I'm getting her a dog. There's so much going on in the season, blah, 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 blah. Stressed out. We go home for Thanksgiving. We're doing whatever random family stuff. And as families do, we're like debating something and she's like, got to pull up her phone to do a Google search. And when she does that, I'm behind her and I see her recently visited pages for Daystar Goldens, which is the breeder site. And immediately my heart starts like racing. I'm like, what the heck?
You're like, did she find out? How does she know?
Yeah. I go, what is that? And she immediately like puts her phone down and is like, oh, me and your mom were looking at, you know, comparing the dog that your parents have versus the dog that we want. And immediately I go, I didn't say this out loud in my head. I'm like, that's
no way.
A lie.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so I text the breeder thinking that Lily has come in after me and put a deposit down. I was like fourth pick of the dogs. Like she was going to be fifth or sixth. And he immediately responds and goes, call me. So I know something's up. I call him and he essentially immediately caves and explains the story as Lily put a deposit down like 5 days before me. And then when I was like thinking about doing it, I'm putting the deposit down. I called her dad, who was also aware that Lily was getting a dog, and he calls the breeder, and essentially this whole plan to just like string me along unfolds for the next like month. So I was supposed to get like a fake location to go to. He was telling me like, and it wouldn't have mattered. I wouldn't have gone there because Lily's pickup time was like 3 hours before me. But he was like going to set like the location he had originally told me was like out in East Nashville. And we ended up going to White House, which is north. And so he like played into it. But the second I pressed him on like, what's going on, he immediately caved and was like, I don't want to keep this secret anymore. Like, you guys are trying to do the same exact thing. And so
he's like, these guys are way too stressful for me right now. Yeah, like, what are the chances of that though? The same breeder.
I know. Same breeder, same. Like, we both requested like the female. There's five females. And yeah, I mean, within like days of each other. And he was laughing because we went through like the same checklist of like, because we're going home to Michigan in a week and a half, and she's too young to go to a kennel. And so we both asked him like separately, like, would you be willing to take the dog back for a week while we're gone? And he was like, sure. And there was like multiple other things where we had both like done our checks and balances in the like exact same order. And so it was ended up being fine and a fun experience.
Man, I wish he let that play out a little bit longer.
I don't know.
Yeah, all he had to do was say no.
Yeah.
I said, is she on the list? And all I had to do was say no. And I would have just chalked it up to like, oh yeah, she probably like was like poking around. And then that would have made my surprise. I would have gotten even more excited for the surprise because I'm like, oh, she's like thinking about it, but like isn't going to pull the trigger without like talking with me first.
Yeah. And you're going to be like, we got a puppy from that exact website you were looking at with my mom and Thanksgiving. What was your surprise going to be? How were you going to surprise her?
So my original plan was going to be to go pick the dog up on my own when she was, so it actually would have been like today. I would have done my pickup today while she's like wrapping up school. And then when she got home, the dogs would have been playing in the yard.
Okay. There. Nice.
And she was going to, and her surprise wouldn't have worked as well because she was going to try and bring me. She was going to try and get me out to White House, Tennessee and just like tell like just cause like, oh, I have a surprise for you. We're like going 30 minutes north of town. Yeah. I'm like, I would have never done that. I would have never just like got in the car and been like, all right.
Even for a surprise from your wife?
I mean, I would have done it, but I would have been like, just tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
So I can like mentally prepare.
What would your first guess be if you were in the car going to White House, Tennessee? And she's like, oh, we're just going for a ride.
I probably would have either figured out dog or we were like going to like, we also need to buy a new car. Like maybe we were going to look at cars.
Right.
But
dog's way better.
Yeah. Dog's way better.
Retweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's just at home right now, chilling, hopefully not breaking out of her crate. And I forgot how much we have this. So this is our second dog. And I forgot how
the puppy stage is.
Gee whiz. She's also tiny. When we got our dog Dax, he was the same, like 8 or 9 weeks old, and he was double her size. Like I could take Dax when we got him, like on walks around like the neighborhood at 9, 10 weeks old. This dog's the size of a football.
The cutest though. That's such a cool stage.
It is fun.
And so then you thought you were getting the fourth pick, so you ended up getting a earlier pick in the game.
We got an earlier pick in the game.
Number three.
It's such a weird, it's so bizarre because you're like, there was three left and it's like, you look at all of them.
I know. It's like, how can you decide?
Yeah. I'm like, they're all perfect.
Yeah.
Like they're all just like sweet little nuggets of fur. So I'm not going to, and then you're like rejecting them off of like, I'm like, well, this one's got a little bit finer fur.
Yeah.
So we'll pass on her. And it's like, geez. We went with the one that has like kind of like Walter. Walter's an English Golden Retriever, yeah?
No, well, he's
he's got to be. He's so low.
He's a low rider. Yeah, his dad's from Europe. But I feel like they consider the English cream golden retrievers ones that are the bright white coat, right?
Yeah. I more think, I guess I don't actually know the difference between this. Somebody can fact check. But I always thought that the English golden retrievers, like the Europe, were like, that just meant like European.
Yeah.
Which is like Walter's.
That's what Walter is.
And got like a boxy face. Mm-hmm. That's was the deciding factor for us. We just literally said to the breeder, like, which dog do you think of these three is going to have the boxiest face?
Yeah.
We'll take that
one. Yeah. And that's supposed to be the original golden retrievers from Europe. So those are like the original goldens. Everybody's always like, why is Walter so low to the grounds? And I'm like, that's normal. When they started breeding the American goldens, then their legs started getting longer and different narrow faces. But
I don't think they show like these dogs. Like Walter, you said, came from like...
His dad's a show dog named Mateo.
Yeah. This breeder doesn't even allow... So the litter, when you like the deposit down, like it doesn't matter how early you are, you could be the last guy to sign up. But if you're going to show the dog, you immediately go to first. So he reserves the first pick, male and female, every litter for somebody who's going to show the dog.
Really?
And he basically waits until like the last minute.
What? Can you just say, I plan on showing the dog?
I think you have to show like some type
certifications,
of...
certifications, all that stuff.
But yeah, it's pretty wild.
That's exciting.
Like process.
We need to get Sam Cat a dog when she's back from off the road.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I got a dog right now, it would be child abuse. So I'm going to... I just know, like he's saying, I think the idea of cuddling next to a dog every night when I go to sleep sounds awesome. But everything that comes with it, it's like puppies aren't necessarily a gift unless everybody's willing to put in and take care of. And
it's like two. I'm hoping, I don't remember exactly with Dax, but I'm assuming it's like a month of like training and like stress, and then they kind of like mellow out and you can trust them a little more.
Yeah. And especially with golden retrievers, they're so smart. The larger breed dogs, they learn how to potty train like that first week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, hopefully everything goes smooth and quick. I'm like, I enjoy the puppy phase, but like, I would love to fast forward like 3 months and have her, you know, like the size she'll be when she's 6 months, all of the like nonsense that we're going through now will be surpassed. You'll miss the cuddles, but like, you can cuddle with them forever.
Yeah, you still cuddle with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. Yeah. Hopefully you bring her in here soon.
Yeah, I don't know if Alex will.
Yeah. Well, Walter came in here. His hair's probably still on the floor. But
probably, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll get you a dog, Sam Cat. You said you've been a little seasonal, not depression. You're just feeling off. Maybe seasonal depression. Maybe.
I feel like the last couple, now it feels like months, but let's say several weeks, I've just been off. Anybody who has heard me speak for more than 30 seconds know that I've been on tour all year. It is December. We were trying to do the math of how many days on the road we've had this year, and it's like 150 maybe. Ugh, man. I don't know, more. It's just a lot. And I think that there is a genuine just, even if I worked a 9-to-5 job that was a little more quote unquote normal, there's something to be said about end of year burnout and holiday burnout and just, I don't know, I've been going. I feel like it's catching up to me.
Yeah. I think I'm going to chalk it up to just being burnt out.
I do feel like that is, in a way, I feel as though I've aged so much this year, and the fact that I feel way more of a homebody than I've ever been. But then I also feel like it's because I've been away from my home more than I've ever been.
Right.
So it's almost like when I come home, I'm like, I don't want to do anything but lay on this couch and recharge. And it's been a lot, but I have one more solid weekend, and then it kind of, I still have a lot of travel next year, but it will just be a lot different than what I did this year. So I'm hoping that this is just part of the learning curve.
Yeah, it could be. I think once Christmas rolls around, you get some rest, you'll be ready to go for the new year.
My favorite thing about Christmas is doing absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
I go to my parents' house and it's like borderline criminal, the amount of movement I do. And I love it. I read, I lay on the couch. It's just cozy.
Until Christmas Day, because I've seen Instagram stories. I feel like there's a lot of movement on Christmas Day.
There is a lot of, basically, it starts with mimosas, and my mom makes like a cinnamon roll casserole thing.
Sure.
And then I force my family to play a drinking game with me to National Lampoon Christmas Vacation. Depending on how much we drink in the first time, I might make them play it again a second. And then from there, it's just like wherever the day takes us. We don't have any kids at our house. Like, our kids are in their 20s and 30s. So
right.
We don't have any of the youngins. Those come over later in the day. So, or Christmas Eve.
I'm going to say, probably not a good idea to have them come over later in the day.
Nah, we're pretty harmless. I mean, it's chaos, but it's not like a blackout, like yeah. Rager. But also, those children are part of my family, so they'll see it eventually.
Yeah, they will. Well, what's your plan for 2024?
Oh, wow.
You still going to be going on the road? What's the future look like here?
Yeah, so I'll be with Old Dominion for the remainder of, we haven't even started, but for the remainder of the touring season into 2024, I'm kind of taking it a year at a time right now. I have ideas, but I don't know that I've solidified any specific goals when it comes to touring. I've just tried to be as open and absorbent this year and learn as much as I can. But I am going to stay with Old Dominion through 24 of December for sure. But next year is more festivals, private shows, just a way different beast than right now we are on a headlining tour. So the best way I can describe it is that this year I am the host of Thanksgiving. Every show we're hosting. Next year I'm showing up to a potluck and my responsibility is like roles.
All right.
So that's
nice.
Like the difference in the stress level and the difference in the hostess level is much, much different. So I'm interested and I'm excited to see that, I don't know, that side of touring because I haven't really...
Yeah, that'd be a good little change.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get through the next couple of weeks.
What are you going to do next couple of weeks? What are some Christmas things? What do we got here in Nashville? We got the Grand Ole Opry is like the huge thing here where it's a massive hotel with, you know, Christmas
the theme
lights.
Is this year?
Is it the Polar Express?
Yes.
I heard
say.
That.
Did you go? Are you going to
no,
go?
No, I need to.
I was going to say, that's your theme.
I've seen photos.
Yeah.
Where you can like hop on the train and get some hot chocolate.
I'm sure it's geared towards children, much like a lot of the holiday adventures are, but also go and look at lights and
I have that excuse now.
Like, watch kids having a good time, but like, it is magical to see that happen.
I'm going to take my infant to go to the Polar Express.
How long do you think it'll be until you take that little nugget out for an adventure?
I was talking about today at the gym because we were saying that now is kind of a rough time to have a baby because it's so easy to get sick, right?
Yes.
It's a season of sickness. I have never, probably in the 6 years of owning the gym, have had more emails in the past like 2 weeks of people being like, I am so sick. I can't come to class. I got something. I woke up feeling so sick. And it's like, I feel like this year is worse than ever.
I agree.
So I don't know what the protocol is with an infant. I know probably a couple weeks at least, but I was like, I want to start taking them everywhere.
Yeah.
Get them adjusted. Not only do I want to do that, but now that my entire Instagram feed is just baby videos, for some reason, probably because I'm crazy, I've been seeing a lot of videos pop up on my Explore page of babies in Scandinavia where they just have them nap outside in the winter cold, and it's apparently good for the babies.
Okay.
Like other countries, I think maybe Sweden, Norway, they literally will have these videos of like 10 to 15 strollers outside of a building and they're all sleeping. And they're like, obviously, you can't do that in the US because everybody's shitty and you can't trust anybody. Somebody's going to steal your kid. But a lot of people do that apparently. And I'm like, I want all the research on that. I'll nap outside with them.
I have seen videos like that, but I would encourage you to do more research than just Instagram videos before you leave your child outside.
Yeah.
Not an expert in that field, but I do. I mean, I would say that there's definitely benefits to that. I know I've heard other things where they leave the children outside for sunlight to reduce jaundice.
Okay.
And I don't know what country that is, but I have seen that also on the internet. So I think that, nature heals.
Nature heals everything.
I don't think that's a new concept, but I think that also, like you're saying, I don't know that America is the best place for you to experiment.
Right. Yeah. I'll sit outside with my baby and then my gun next to me.
Yeah, right. I've seen also, not necessarily newborns, but in Japan, they have like children go out and like grocery shop at a very young age. They go out and do like life admin skills without the supervision of adults, but just society as a whole identifies that they're a child and they try and like take care of them and make sure they get to their destination safe. There's like a whole, I think it's Netflix has a whole series on it. And first of all, toddlers are essentially just drunk adults. So that's hysterical to begin with. But then they're also trying to go out and get bananas, or they have to go pick up the laundry or something. They take public transit. It's hysterical.
Basically like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. Right. He's a little bit younger.
But we've only had one Macaulay Culkin. This is like an entire country of that.
This is Macaulay Culkin season. And I think I said it to you when we were doing the Halloween podcast. I think every year I Google, what's Macaulay Culkin up to now? And now he popped up. He was receiving some award.
He got his Hollywood wife. Star.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he got his name in.
It's about time.
They don't put handprints. Do they put handprints? Did I make that? Yeah, handprints in the Hollywood Star. So he got that honor a few weeks ago now. But Catherine O'Hara, who plays the mother in Home Alone, was there for him.
That's
and he
cute.
Called her mom, and it was really cute. It was very emotional. And Macaulay Culkin is now older than Catherine was when she played that role of being his mother. Which is also insane to think about, but
the father
really heartfelt.
The father died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he died a couple of years ago.
It's weird to think about. You revisit these people, but they're like stuck in a moment of time. You forget that they've all aged and some have passed away
and
since
then. And
people
who probably see him, I mean, that's his whole identity forever.
So let me ask you this. I was actually talking about this with one of the guys on the road this weekend. We were talking about Matthew Perry, RIP, has recently passed away. And obviously, everyone knows him as Chandler.
Yeah.
If you were someone who got a role like that, like say Daniel Radcliffe went on to try, or I don't want to say try, but he did do Broadway afterwards. But it's like, hey, man, you're Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Would you lean into that and you're just like, I am Harry Potter? Or would you still continue to try to work outside the character?
I guess it depends. Everybody is always going to view you as that person. So that's why it's tough for those guys to get more gigs after that.
Right.
But he said, to his credit, and which probably helped him get other stuff, is that Chandler was so him. Mm-hmm. And that's why it worked. Like that character was made for him and nobody else in the entire world. So I think he's lucky in that sense. But other actors, I mean, I guess like look at Leonardo DiCaprio. He was Jack from Titanic and went on to do a billion other movies.
But he was other things before that. Like he had sitcom experience.
Yeah.
And
eating
I feel
Gilbert Grape.
Yeah.
Look at like his character
those are,
there.
Those are huge movies. Like I think that when you get into like a, you know, like Matthew Perry is Chandler, is like that was a 10-year series. Harry Potter was a 7-movie series plus books. It's like those are really, really defined characters. I don't know that you're ever going to be, you know, like
it's
from
a different,
one movie.
From one movie as opposed to every Monday night for 10 years.
Right.
Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame for sure.
But then again, I watch a lot of Hallmark movies around this time of year. And one of the characters from Mean Girls, which was like when I was in high school, a huge movie, Gretchen Wieners. Gretchen Wieners is in every single Hallmark movie. That's not her name. That's her character name from Mean Girls. So I am just basically lying to you as I'm saying like, oh, I don't think it's a one-off movie thing.
Yeah, but I think when I notice people too, and I'm trying to think in my head, it was somebody recently, I'll be like, oh, that's so-and-so from there, from that movie. But then like 5-10 minutes later, I won't even think about it anymore because
you're now into
they're doing a good job at their new character.
Okay, well, you've completely skirted my question. So my question is if you were one of those actors, like if you got the role of Ross Geller or Chandler Bing or Harry Potter, would you be like, ugh? Or would you just lean into it and be like, yep, I've done 7 years worth of work and I can live off this salary and I am Harry Potter for the rest of my life. Who cares?
I think you would probably want to do something different. I think it'll get old after a while.
Yeah.
Like I'm still Sean B from The Bachelorette and that was 7 years, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was one season that long ago. And I can't even imagine somebody like a Ross Geller.
I know, but that's so different. Like you are a moment in time of reality TV. Like, let's say someone like Harry Potter, people are like, oh my God, I grew up reading your books. Like that's way different than a season of reality TV.
Yeah, I guess. What about like, Jen Aniston? She's done everything after Friends.
100%. That's what I'm saying. Would you rather have that kind of trajectory?
I would rather have that.
You would. Okay.
Right.
See, I wouldn't. I was just like, yeah,
you're,
I'm Harry
you're
Potter,
like,
baby.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm Harry Potter.
I'm Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You never will be. And I'm going to rest on this income that I have. And just now you can build your own personal life without a focus of like financial or
and you wouldn't want anything
stress.
Else. Nobody, no other roles, nothing. You're if like, you, unless I'm a cameo as Harry fucking Potter, don't ask me to be
no,
in a movie.
No, that's not necessarily true. But I do feel like there's been publications or whatever talk about how people get really almost like negative towards it. They, what is the word I'm looking for? They don't hate
they
it,
resent
but they're like,
it.
It resent. They resent.
Because they're
getting, they have resentment.
You're walking down the street and people are like, what's up, Chandler? And it's like, yeah, my name's actually Matt.
Yeah. But at the same time, Chandler has awarded you.
Correct.
Has awarded you the lifestyle that you get to live. So it's like, I guess I'm not saying would I ever be interested in not acting again? No, I'm not saying that. But like, I wouldn't be resentful towards it.
I think at some point you would. If you were doing it for that long and you're like trying to get coffee or something
and
somebody came up to you.
And then I would open my Chase Bank app and be like, oh, hey, what's up, Chandler?
Yeah.
That's got a lot of digits, baby. And then I'd be like, I'm Chandler. And then I'd move on.
You're out of Honky Tonk Central and everybody's like, hey, Harry. You're like, my name's not Harry, asshole. It's Sam Cat.
No, dude. I just think that there is a line in the sand that you have to just accept it. Something as big as Harry Potter or as big as Chandler
until you get there, until you're in those shoes.
I'm sure it's way easier for me to say sitting here because I've never even come remotely close to having that experience. But I don't think that it would form resentment for me. At
no,
least I
not
would hope
resentment.
It wouldn't.
Yeah. What if you were a character like...
Now, if you're like on the Jersey Shore, yeah, I'd be like, stop recognizing me.
No, if you were a character like Napoleon Dynamite.
Or just what's his face? Bo-Rat? Bo-Rat.
He's
like,
good.
Then you know.
Yeah.
But that guy's.
It's a me. It's a bold.
Yeah. But it's also like, that's a character. I don't know. It's too broad of a.
I guarantee
idea to,
you. What's his name? From like the Goonies.
Hey, you go.
Not him. Like Truffle Shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Have you seen him now? He doesn't look like that anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like you can easily phase out of that. Like that was a childhood star.
Yeah.
They don't look
you know
the
same. Who's. Exactly who you're talking about, who resents stuff like that and gets pissed off. Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
That's like a perfect example.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's a very sensitive guy. And yeah. I feel like he's probably insecure.
But isn't it,
and
it's insane to me though, because Jonah Hill is, I can't narrow, what is it going to be? What movie, I guess, is what he's resentful for?
Superbad.
Superbad. So that's one movie. That is a one-off. But I feel like he's had plenty of roles since then.
Yeah, but everybody thinks of him as like the overweight, funny guy.
You're right.
Where then he went on to get in awesome shape. I was working out with him in New York City every day for a year, for like a few months. We were at the same boxing gym. And
he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, and I was in the boxing ring. I'm like, is that Jonah Hill right next to me? And I'm like, can I box him? And he was so lean and cut up and it was awesome. But then he started getting so much negativity for that because people are like, oh, you're not going to be the funny guy anymore. And he's like, I'm working on my health. I feel fantastic, assholes.
Thanks for asking. I'm still funny. Thank
you. Yeah. And you see clips of like him on night shows and they're just being dicks to him.
I do feel like he's had a rough go.
Yeah.
I feel like he's been touch and go in the media in general for mental health struggles with, I mean, listen, I cannot imagine. The things that people say to celebrities on the internet, like they're not even human, will never not baffle me. So I can't imagine being the level of fame that he has. It's coming in every direction.
Yeah.
You have to be a tough person to ignore that.
Yeah. And his brother passed away.
Yeah.
And then he did the Netflix show with his therapist, which I thought was very well done. But then his ex-girlfriend came out and just started blasting all his text messages all over the world.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, fuck this guy.
And I just feel like, how alone does he feel?
Alone.
I don't know what his friend group or his family situation is, but I feel like even if you have the best support system, when the whole world feels like it's coming down on you, it's probably not a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
Dang, how'd we get so sad?
Damn. What is one movie role if somebody was like, hey, Sam Cat, you're gonna be the star of a movie. What would you like the movie to be? And what would the role be that you know you're gonna kill?
That is a really good question. And it's like reality, like I have to have the skill set to be able to do it, or it's like
what do you think if somebody was holding a gun to your head and said, you have to win this audition for this or pick any role to win an audition, what would you go to?
Oh my God. I've never thought of this in
all right,
my
I'll
life.
I'll go first because I've thought about this.
I was like, obviously, this is so specific. And I usually have answers for your questions. Today I do not.
I feel like I could be in a military movie, like a war movie, like a Jarhead. I've watched so many movies with Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm like, I could do that role.
Okay. But
being,
are you the
being
lead?
Like a, what's that?
Are you the lead role?
I could be the lead.
Okay.
But I'm saying like, I think I can be something that's more myself. And I think I could be somebody who's in the Marines, even though I've never been in the military.
Okay.
But
you could act like
I could act like it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, I don't have to show a lot of emotion. Yeah, actually, probably a lot of emotion. You know, those
Aren't
movies
you the
always
one who
have.
Thought about that? I'm like,
yeah,
I don't
I didn't
know.
Think
I've
too
never.
Far. But I'm like, I could put on, you know, some fatigues and be out in the desert and run around with a gun and act all tough. And yeah.
I feel like, you know, I don't necessarily have the skill set, but if I could be one character, it would be Forrest Gump.
That's tough.
I know, but that's a fantastic movie.
That's
like the most famous movie
character
ever.
Character of all time.
Okay, you asked, and I said, does it have to be realistic?
Well, let me hear you sound like Forrest Gump.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't have the skill set to do it, but if I could be any role, I would want it to be that.
I'm saying if I had a gun to your head.
I know, which role could I get is what you're asking me. Yeah, I don't think I could get the Forrest Gump role, but I'd want it.
What about Mean Girls? You just talked about that movie.
I could do Mean Girls. You know what I would pick? Reese Witherspoon's character in Sweet Home Alabama, because Sweet Home Alabama is one of my favorite movies, if not my number one favorite movie. And I have watched it so much that I could probably do the whole movie as my audition. I think I know every word to that movie.
Yeah, I could do that one. People say I look like that guy. Do you think that?
Don't ruin that for me, John.
Sorry.
I've never thought about that till right
every
now.
Every time you watch Sweet Home Alabama now,
no,
you gotta
that's
think
my
of
favorite
me.
Movie.
Yeah. I could do that role. That dog in that movie is awesome too.
Boone?
Yeah.
Turns into Bryant?
Yeah.
Or Bryant turns into Boone? I don't know.
Patrick
Dempsey.
What's his nurse name or his doctor name?
McDreamy. Yeah, McDreamy's in it.
He was in Love Can't Buy You a Thing, right? When he was super young. That movie was awesome.
I've never heard of that movie, but maybe.
What? Am I that old? Where he's like kind of a dork in the high school, and he like cuts this girl's lawn and he falls in love with her, and I think he pays her to pretend to be his girlfriend, then she ends up falling in love with him.
That's a classic. It's a whole big thing. Rom-com. I don't think I've seen that, but I've heard mixed reviews on Patrick Dempsey as a human.
Really?
Which, what can you trust these days you hear?
Nothing.
But, you know, I feel like he still had a very successful career, so he can't be that bad, you know? He's been around.
You're always going to hear, no matter if you're the best person in the world.
Yeah.
You're always going to hear something negative or something completely misconstrued.
Right.
That's just because nobody wants to say all the good stuff. And then the people saying shit have probably done stuff way worse.
Yeah.
It's a messed up world.
Especially when I feel like the hierarchy of working with an actor as big as Patrick Dempsey, like he could have been having an off day. And the substitute assistant, production assistant of the assistant heard him say this coffee shit or something. And they're like, oh God, Patrick Dempsey's such a dick.
Yeah, exactly. It's like some add-on in the film who's literally in the room and he's like,
they had no
having
real
a tough
experience.
Day. Yeah, exactly.
No,
it's crazy. People like to jump to a lot of assumptions and conclusions without any facts, but that's the world we live in.
That is the world we live in. And I think in the world we live in, I could be in Sweet Home Alabama because I can do a Southern accent. Like I came down from Alabama.
Alabama.
That's Greenbow, Alabama. See, Forrest Gump, that's iconic.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got Forrest Gump and Harry Potter, two roles that Sam Cat wants to take on.
I didn't say I wanted Harry Potter. I said I wouldn't be resentful towards it.
Man, what do you got going on the rest of the week?
I am finishing up this tour. Where are you at with your Christmas gifts?
Do you want to know?
I'm sure you've done none.
I've got zero, but I also feel like I kind of have an excuse this year.
I don't feel like that's the excuse at all.
No, don't think that it's an excuse that I'm having a baby tonight.
No,
on December 12th.
No, I don't at all.
Am I
I'll
expected
tell you why,
to still get baby or
yes,
presents?
Because December 10th exists, December 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th, all November existed. October existed.
Oh, yeah, who gets their Christmas gifts in
people
October?
People are having babies at the beginning of December, Booth. That's who.
I'm not one
of
them.
The people
I'm in
around
the
them.
Smack dab in the middle.
It's not like the baby.
Isn't it Hanukkah
right now?
I'm basically having a baby during Hanukkah.
What does that have to do with anything?
That means that the season already started. I have no time.
You are full of shit because you've had 9 months of her baking this baby for you to be able to prepare for the holiday season.
But yeah, I haven't been busy at all. But from December 11th, the first week of this baby's life, it's December 11th to December 18th.
Okay.
That's like prime Christmas shopping.
I'm not denying anything you're saying. What I'm saying to you is you should have been prepared before this week presented itself. And there have been plenty of those weeks.
I've been preparing for a baby. You know how hard that is?
I'm pretty sure Dre knows better.
Actually, it hasn't been that hard.
That's what
because
I'm saying.
A lot of people and like brands have sent us stuff, which we're so thankful for. And these companies, I'm like, so we are so freaking lucky.
So then you had more time to get gifts for the people around you.
No, I haven't had more time because I've had to work more.
Oh, woe is
me. But I'm still going to do it. I'll get all the gifts. But it just might be a shorter list this year.
Sure. That's fair. Shorter list. I agree with.
Immediate family.
Yeah.
That's my coworkers.
Sure.
And
that's
Walter.
It. And Walter. Yeah. But Walter's immediate.
Right. What's
family.
Your list look like? And some friends.
Yeah. I mean,
but then the friend list. Yeah.
First of all, I do have to say something I'm really not good at is giving gifts. So apologies in advance. It's not that I don't love giving gifts. I don't have that knack where it's like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what Sean would like because he said X, Y, and Z. And then I pulled it together. And now this is lovely. And I have friends that do that and I love them for it. But man, I do not have that gene.
What would you get?
I try. Dude, I have no idea. That's nothing. What I'm saying. I would stress and I'd be like, okay, here you go. Here's a coffee mug. I don't know. Like I'm not good at it. You want to know what everybody's getting in my family this year? Swag, tour swag. T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, the whole thing.
Oh, and she tries to knock me for not doing a Christmas shopping. You're literally
I'm not knocking you,
giving them free merch.
No,
that you
I
had,
bought it.
You bought it?
Yes,
it's the same merch that you're throwing out on stage?
No. I bought them like actual stuff that's available to purchase if you go to a show.
But you bought it while you're working?
No. Well, I mean, technically, yes. Yeah.
So don't knock me for my Christmas shopping. You didn't have to do any Christmas shopping. You're literally working.
But guess
what?
And
you go to the souvenir stand.
Guess what? Everyone that I will spend Christmas with will open a gift for me. Isn't that what the point of it is?
What about if your family doesn't like Old Dominion?
Then they can go fuck themselves. That's all I have to say about that.
I mean,
guess what? They do love Old Dominion. And my dad already asked me for a hat or a t-shirt or something. And I was like, joke's on you, Pops. I already got it. So they'll probably listen to this before Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, that's what you're getting an Old Dominion t-shirt.
They already know.
Okay.
They do. They do.
And a shot glass. And a keychain.
No. I got like good stuff. I didn't get
what
like,
is
trinkets.
Good stuff when you
like,
have to a band
quality sweatshirts,
gear.
Quality hats. Like not just the Gildan cotton tee.
Those are pretty sweet.
I got those too. But you know, those are like the additives.
Yeah. Okay.
And like you said, there's still plenty of time for me to get anything else. And I'm not having a baby, so look at all the time I have.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even finish our nursery yet, but I was like, hey.
Guess what? The baby's going to come home and the baby's going to sleep whether they have a nursery or not.
Yeah, and also we don't know the gender yet. But I'm like, I can put together a crib or a nursery on Amazon.
Yeah.
Probably Prime. Get a nursery ready in one day.
The stuff will beat you to your house before you will.
Yeah.
Have you nested other than the nursery being not ready?
Nested. I mean, no.
So when you were talking about how stressful it was to prepare for this baby, what were you doing,
Sean?
It's
very stressful.
Yeah.
It's stressful.
So you haven't nested and you haven't finished the nursery.
Nested.
You did a Christmas shop. What did you do? I feel like you're just exposing yourself by me asking simple questions.
No. Nested.
Has Dre nested at all? I feel like maybe that's more of a woman thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure. Nesting. Yeah.
Do you even know what nesting is? Is this like a everything
like
shower again?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're getting ready for the baby to come. You want to feel comfortable, getting everything situated.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's ready to rock. yeah, it's tonight.
She's ready to rock.
Ready to rock. It's tonight. It's crazy. I'm going to have a human being.
For the rest of your life,
I'm
going to
be a dad tomorrow. That's wild. For the rest of my life.
This is your last sleep without a baby.
I keep saying this is my last. And like Drake keeps saying that. I'm like, stop saying that.
Oh, so you can say it, but she can't?
Well, because she says it about like Walter. Like, this is the last time we're going to play together, Walter. I'm like, no. Don't let's not. Walter is going to be fine. And she's
Walter's still invited.
I refuse to not. She's like, he's not going to get as much attention. I'm like, yes, he is.
I think everything ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
But he's not going to lack attention.
No, exactly.
Maybe at a different time of day than he's used to, but it'll happen.
Yeah. But definitely, I've been saying it too. Like last night, I was like, all right, last night, sleeping without a baby. And this morning I was like, all right, my last workout without a baby. And I'm like, okay, last podcast, last class I got to teach. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, but it's good weird.
It's great.
It is the beginning of the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Not to be dramatic, but it is.
It is.
No longer the life that you are accustomed to.
No, completely different. Yeah. I'm anxious. I was getting a little emotional this morning thinking about it.
I feel like you're getting anxious as we talk about this. Are you going to jump out of the seat or you're going to hit some?
It's so crazy because everybody all week, last week, like, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm like, nobody is ready.
No.
You can't prepare. I keep saying, like, I notice myself, like, she'd get contractions, like, oh my God. I'm like, can we just, like, hang in there? Like, I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
Like, I got to do way more, I got to get way more stuff situated here. Need some more rest. Like, keep it in there. And I'm like, I would probably be saying that for the next, like, 8 months.
Well, yeah. You're never ready. Yeah. You are never ready. You just learn as you go.
Yeah. So then today, my mind, I'm just starting to think about like the actual birthing process, which I haven't put much thought in.
Well, you don't have to do much. So that's good. You just have to be there supportive.
Maybe I'm like, I've seen a video maybe when I was in middle school and I was like, ooh, I can't watch that anymore. And now I have to be right there.
Are you going to cut the umbilical cord?
Yes.
Are you weird with guts?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was, but I think it's different.
I mean, it's pretty,
guts are guts.
Yeah, I was like, it's pretty the same, but yeah. I do feel like it's a different experience than if it's like a traumatic situation that you would see someone's guts.
Yeah, because I was kind of just asking Charlie all the questions this morning. I'm like, all right, so they take the baby out, and then what? And
well, there's also people there that will walk you through it that are going to be a little more level-headed than you because it won't be the most emotional, biggest experience of their life.
Yeah,
but I do feel like it's just like staying level-headed. I think. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that there's any other situation that's more full of emotion.
No.
You check off every emotion.
Yeah. Scared, happy, nervous.
Nauseous.
Sick to your stomach. Yeah. They asked if I wanted to deliver. They're like, yeah. Dad, do you want to deliver the baby? And then Dre immediately said, no, he doesn't because she doesn't want me to.
Well, there's also, you know, I've heard, I'm sure people on the internet can confer here, but that dad's like, yeah, I am going to deliver. And then they pass out because they're not used to the environment. And then the wife or the mother of the child is like, great. So now he's passed out and I'm giving birth. We could have just avoided this by having the doctor do his job and you could have stood with me. But, you know.
There's a lot of stories like that where dads pass out and then they have to take care of the dad.
Yes.
And I was listening to an audiobook and not to be too dramatic, there was a dad who literally passed out, hit his head and died.
Yes. That's what it's like. And all because Jesus. You couldn't handle the.
Yeah.
Environment.
I'm gonna be like hanging on to the bed.
Don't lock your knees out.
Like they should create some type of, you know, PPE where you have to, you know, strap yourself in like a work site. The dad's gotta strap themselves into something in case they fall.
Not the bed, because if you fall, you bring the whole bed down no, sideways.
Like,
yeah.
You gotta attach to the wall, like a cinder block wall.
Things that draw the curtains around the beds.
Some fall protection.
Some fall protection. For the person who's not even giving birth, the person who is simply just observing the environment. Okay, yeah. I'm sure, that'll get passed real quick.
I'm going to cut the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
I am going to do that.
I think that once you get in there, you'll be better than your brain would like you to.
Absolutely.
Think right now.
She's not even nervous, which is wild. She's just like.
I feel like that's why I've said this a million times. Obviously, I've never had a child myself. I've been around a lot of people who have. And I think that Mother Nature makes you so uncomfortable at the end that you're like, I will literally do anything to get this baby out of it. And they were like, literally anything? How about this? Yeah. And you're like, okay, not what I was going for, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I just think it's like, I'll do anything to get this baby. I want to be holding this baby. I'm done being pregnant. I think that's just the way the universe and like Mother Nature works.
Yeah.
So that's why she's not nervous. She's like, I'm ready.
I'm done. Yeah. She was in so much pain last night just from the baby moving around. And I'm like, yeah, probably because there's no more room left.
Yeah.
You feel everything.
Eviction notice. Yeah. Knock, knock.
And I was like, holy shit. The thing is like doing flips. It feels like just trying to get out of there.
It's going to be wild for Dre to see the baby out and doing the same movements. And she'll be like, oh, I know exactly. That's what my rib felt like 2 days ago type of thing.
That's the weirdest thing is like for almost 10 months now, tomorrow's full term. We've been with this baby like in the same room and right there. And now it's like,
no, now it's going to be
here. I am. This is what I look like.
What are you most nervous about? Like, what if she has a cone head like I did or he? I know you don't know the gender.
I know. I've already prepared myself for that. A lot of babies do because I'd be freaked out if I didn't hear that story.
Yeah,
because everybody comes out a little misshaped.
Every newborn baby looks like an alien.
Yeah, I'm going to be like your dad because your dad was like, oh my God, this baby's so ugly.
Yeah. And my grandmother as well, who had five children of her own, was just like, something is wrong with that kid.
Yeah.
That's, look at me now, just absolutely turning heads these days.
That's nerve wracking because I'm like, all right, I got to give the baby a little time to like come to life.
Yeah.
Here. But
yeah, like they just showed up. They just woke up.
I love how they, so from what I understand, they take the baby out. I'll cut the cord. They immediately put the baby on her chest.
Yes.
For mom skin time, to skin. Skin to skin. And then she'll probably have it for like a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
Said it, he or she. And then they take the baby and then put them under some type of like light or
that's
something.
That's what I was talking about for jaundice.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. They put, maybe they take like care of, make sure their vitals are okay.
Do some testing.
Clean them off.
Clean them up. And then they give it to the dad. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'll take the clean baby.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's, I feel like I know that, I don't know much about skin to skin, but I know that it is mentioned in everything that ever has to do with birth at all.
Yes.
And I could be dumb for asking this, but like, has it always been skin to skin with dad too?
I feel like that
just became more popular.
No, it's becoming more popular, more mainstream, and more accepted. Where I literally watched a video the other day. They've always talked about it, but a lot of people never bought into it.
Okay.
And a lot of dads didn't do it.
Yeah.
And thought it was kind of just like hoopla. And there are so many scientific studies.
So that is relatively recent.
And I would say probably with social media too, right? You see a million videos of dads like holding their baby.
Just like what we were talking about earlier when our environment, who you hang out with and what you absorb eventually infiltrates into your life. So if you see your friend had a baby and their husband held a baby, all of a sudden, you should hold a baby as well.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that doctors and everything lean into that if it's beneficial for the kid.
Yeah. And I think they even say like, their heartbeat will like sync up with your heartbeat.
Ugh, that's scary. I mean, not scary, but like,
that's cool.
It's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that babies can't like see perfectly when they're first born, but man, it's gotta be wild for a baby to come out. And then it's like, they've been hearing your voices.
I know.
But that's like voices and smells and everything. Like they depend on more so before their sight. Like they know who mom and dad is based off their voice. So they'll start smiling even when they can't open their eyes yet. That's insane.
Insane.
Biology, environment, I don't know. What like are we doing? Nature, nurture?
You look in the baby's eyes, that's crazy. Like the eyes, will they be open tonight, tomorrow?
I mean, babies can open their eyes almost like immediately. It's just they don't really stay open. They sleep a lot.
DeBryant said, a buddy of ours at the gym, one of his daughters came out and she just came out and just looked around, was not crying at all.
What?
And he was just, they were just like, whoa, like not crying, eyes wide open and just like looking around at everybody.
That is the scariest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I would keep one eye open on that kid at all times. What? That's an old soul reincarnated. Do you believe in reincarnation?
More so than other things, I think.
Okay. I feel like that's a baby with an old soul. Just came out. I was like, ugh, same shit, different day.
Yeah, that's a weird, thing, reincarnation. So it's like if I were to pass away, I could then wake up as
someone else,
Latina woman.
Yes.
Completely different, but I was in a previous life, Sean Booth, and now I'm somebody else.
I don't know.
I don't know why I picked Latina woman.
Because it's the exact opposite of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really could. But I do think that there's something you said about like kids that you meet that have old souls. I'm just like, that kid has definitely been alive in another life.
Well, what would your soul be?
I don't know. I've never felt like I've lived another life. I'm just saying that.
I haven't either.
I'm not saying that. I guess what I'm saying is reincarnation might not be every person that's on the planet. Maybe it's only some people. I believe there's something truthful about it. I just don't know what I believe is what I'm saying. You've met kids that are way too old for how old they are. You know what I mean? Like they act like you've definitely lived a different life. How would you have learned this in your short 9 years, 7 years.
Everybody's different.
I'm just leaning into the fact that it's reincarnation. Whether or not it's true or not, I'd like to believe it. Keeps life more interesting, spicier. So who knows? Maybe your kid's going to come out as your grandfather.
But then you're saying, do people who believe in reincarnation not believe in heaven?
I don't know.
Because then don't people say your soul goes to heaven? But
yeah, sure.
I'm saying my soul goes to a Latina woman.
Yeah.
So what is?
I don't know all the rules. I'm saying I just like personally, I like to believe in it. Just keep things spicy.
Yeah, of course, of course.
That's as much as I know. That's as much as I'll deliberate on it.
Yeah. The bottom line is nobody knows anything.
We're all a bunch of liars.
Everybody's trying to guess. Nobody knows a thing.
I would 100% put myself in the line of knowing nothing. It's a good time. There's margaritas.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I feel like you've gotten progressively more anxious as this podcast has gone on.
I'm like moving a lot.
You were like all happy. What are we doing for Christmas? And all of a sudden we ended on baby and you're like, all right, here we go.
I know.
What are you doing for Christmas? You didn't tell us that. You're going to be watching a newborn, obviously. You're staying here.
I started a trend years ago where I make myself watch, not make myself, but I watch the Polar Express every Christmas Eve. It's like, I don't know. I don't know when I started it, but I love it. And I won't watch it all December. So if it's on TV, I'll change it. I'm like, I'm looking forward to doing that this year.
With a new teammate?
Yep. Yeah, we're going to stay home. We got some family coming. My dad's coming into town next week or Friday. Today's
Monday.
Wednesday? Yeah. Monday. Wow. Okay, Friday. Dad's coming into town. And yeah, we'll probably just have close family and friends at the house. Definitely not expecting to travel anywhere.
Is Big Steve excited to be a grandpa times three?
Yeah. Yeah, this will be his third grandchild. He called me the other night. He's like, hey, can you just make sure that, you know, you call me when the baby's born so I don't have to find out on Instagram? I'm like, yes, Dad, of course. I'm not going to let you.
I mean.
What?
I could see you getting caught up in the moment.
No, no. You think I'm going to post on the right way of the hospital being
no,
like.
No, no, no. I didn't say that. I said I could see you getting caught up in the moment forgetting to call your dad.
No, 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 no.
You I'm just like assume someone excited. Else called his dad or your dad. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's like that's one of the best parts, right? Because also nobody knows if it's a boy or a girl. So he's kind of coming in like SEAL Team 6. He's just flying in for the weekend, saying hi, taking a photo and being a grandpa and then flying out.
He's got things to do. I got
Yeah, that's Big Steve.
I Dre's, can't believe it's here.
I know. Dre's parents are here. They're
locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded. Her mom's like, I am not going in the delivery room, Dre. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I don't want you in there.
Okay.
And the mom's like, I don't want to be in there.
Nice.
She's going to be in the waiting room, which is hilarious.
That causes a lot of tension.
I know. I can imagine that. Like, this has been great. And they're both like, yeah, like on the same page. But I got to imagine that moms are probably like, I need to be in there.
Yeah. I mean, right? Yeah. It depends on who your mom is. I feel like if I were to have a child, I would obviously want whoever the father is there.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I would have anybody else in because no one else was there when we made this. It's for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then again, like if I'm in that moment and I feel like I'm going to die because I'm about to have a baby, maybe I need my mom. But I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
Right.
I'd like the option. How about that? But I feel like I have to be in it to really know.
Yeah, because Dre was even last night. She's like, maybe I should ask your sister to be in there.
Sometimes it's nice to have a little team morale.
I know. I'm like, I like that idea. That's a solid little team there. Megan was in the room when my older sister, Jessie, had her kids.
But she's also supportive for both Dre and you.
Exactly.
It's not like it's just Team Dre or just Team Sean. Like, this That's is a team saying. Effort, support. Both of us.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going down. How many nurses and doctors are in the room? Like 5, 6?
I have absolutely no idea.
I know our doctor just like comes in at like the last minute, like, all right, here we go. Bang, bang. Good job. Congrats. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's not exactly like that, but yes, it is pretty. Yeah. The nurses are the caretakers.
Yeah.
For sure. But I don't know how many. I think it depends on the birth as well. Like if it's an easy delivery, I would assume that it doesn't need as many nurses.
I know that's the thing too, right? The unknown. There's so many factors.
If you haven't been watching, just as we've been talking about Dre giving birth, Sean is wiggling much, much more, rubbing the seat, stretching a little bit more. The anxiety is rising. The toe tapping has grown.
I'll be able to take a nap today.
Yeah. The fact you're like, I'm going to finish this, I'm going to coach, and then I'm going to take a nap, sir.
Well, we go in at 8 o'clock, and then you got to do the whole check-in thing. I don't know what time they start like pumping her with drugs and
Something
stuff.
Something tells me your adrenaline will help you stay awake at least until
That's what I'm saying.
Time.
Dre was like, oh yeah, we can just sleep when we get there.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm like, you think we can sleep?
I think
Not
you
a
can
chance.
Rest, but I don't think you can sleep. No. Yeah. I feel like I wouldn't be sleeping for like a week, but that's me because I lose sleep over the dumbest things.
Yeah. I mean, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning too, working. So I'm like, I want to get up, do a bunch of stuff today so that I am tired so I can rest a little bit during the day.
Yeah.
But every dad's just like, yeah, it's so uncomfortable. But it's not about us. We understand that, ladies. We know.
Yeah. It is what it is. I mean, you got to be a good
teammate.
You got to
power through it. Like some guys were like, our people, when I said, what should I pack? They're like, a blow up mattress. I'm like, that seems a little bougie. I'm not bringing a blow up mattress to the hospital. Like,
are you good at sleeping in chairs? Maybe
no,
they'll have a couch.
I'm not, but I feel like that's just part of the process.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to do it. You just got to sleep in your chair. Like, imagine if I'm like, and there, and like, nurses walk in there, like, and it's an air mattress being blown up, and I'm like laying on a king size air mattress on the floor.
You probably wouldn't be the first, though. That's the thing. They'd be like, all right, dad's taken care of.
Yeah, I'd also.
I do. I would love. Right. You want to talk about a podcast idea? I would love, 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 love to hear the inside scoop of nurses, because they see every walk of life ever. Especially, like, I'd love to pick a nurse's brain, similarly to the way you're describing. Wife is going in.
Yeah.
Maybe it's her first delivery. Maybe it's her 12th. We don't know. But dad's got like the whole nine yards. Brings in his own TV. Yeah. You know they exist.
Oh, yeah.
You know nurses have experienced them.
Yeah.
Doesn't even check in on the wife. The
sitting
baby,
there watching
nothing,
football, like, probably playing video games.
Yeah, you know that exists. I would love to pick the brain of nurses that have had that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to, Dre wants to ask the doctor to come on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's been great.
Besties. Isn't that like against HIPAA? Can we do that?
I know. That's what we're trying to figure out.
It's like, I don't know if there's a law against that, but I guess if Dre's consenting and willing, then it's not breaking any laws.
Yeah. Well, here we go. It's happening.
I feel like we have to wrap this. You're shutting down slowly.
Yeah. My mind is wandering right now.
That's okay. I feel like it should be.
Yeah.
No?
No.
I can feel your tension. Like, just, it's not bad tension, but I can feel it rising.
It's a lot.
It's rising.
Yeah. I feel it rising too.
Your face is still nice and normal colored.
There we go. That's good. Let's hope it stays like that so I don't pass out tonight. Positive thoughts.
I will give you positive thoughts. But hey, you know what? In 24 hours, you're going to be a dad.
No big deal.
No big deal.
There you go. I'm a dad now when you're listening. We enjoyed talking with you guys today. We'll see you soon. I'm out of here. I got to go have a kid.